This week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh, and as we mentioned in a previous CD, Parshas Tetzaveh is the only parsha since Moshe Rabbeinu was born that his name is not listed, and we gave an interpretation of the Gra of the Vilna Gaon, which the Vilna Gaon says that most years Parshas Tetzaveh falls in the day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Zayin Adar, the 7th of Adar. And this year, Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh is actually Zayin Adar, the 7th of Adar. Therefore, we are going to speak a little bit about what is brought regarding Moshe Rabbeinu's death. And since we are in the month of Adar, where we celebrate the miracle of Purim, we are going to start with what is written in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis 13b. There the Gemara analyzes what's written in the Megillah, where it says in Megillah's Esther chapter 3, verse number 7, that Haman decided hipil pur, that he is going to cast a pur, hu agoiro, that this is the lottery, this is the lot. Meaning that he wanted to find out in what day and what month he should destroy the Jewish people. The Gemara says, Tana, we learned, Kivin shenafal pur bechoydash adar, that once Haman saw that the lottery fell on the month of Adar, Samach simcha gadoila, he was very happy. Omar, he says, Nafali pur beyerach shemeis boy Moshe, that it fell a lottery on the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But the Gemara continues and says, V'loihoyo yoideya, that he did not know, Shebeshiva ba'odor meis, that in the 7th of Adar Moshe Rabbeinu died, Uveshiva ba'odor noilat, that in 7th of Adar he was born. Meaning that once Haman saw that the lottery fell on the 7th of Adar, he was happy because he figured this is a bad month for the Jewish people, because this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he was mistaken. He shouldn't have been happy because this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, because he did not know that this is truly the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, but it is also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Therefore, we don't know for sure if this month is a bad month for the Jewish people. We could say quite opposite. This is a good month for the Jewish people because Moshe Rabbeinu was born in this month. The first question that we are going to ask is that the Gemara should have written the order differently. Meaning, the Gemara says that Haman did not know that this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and it is also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Normally, the birth comes before the death. Therefore, the Gemara should have said, and he did not know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born in this month, in Adar, and he also died in Adar. Why does the Gemara use the reverse, that he died in Adar and he was born in Adar? And the second question that we are going to ask is Memonevshach. I don't understand. If Haman had so much knowledge that he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar, why didn't Haman know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on 7th of Adar? The Marsha asks this question, and the Marsha answers that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar, we could deduce from a pasuk, because since it's written in Devarim, chapter 34, verse number 8, that the Jewish people mourned Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days, and then Yeshua, chapter 1, verse number 11, says that after they finished mourning for Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told them that they have 3 days to prepare themselves to cross the Jordan River. And we know that we cross the Jordan River on the 10th of Nisan. So if you take out 3 days from the 10th of Nisan, it ends up being 7th of Nisan. And if you deduce the 30 days of mourning for Moshe Rabbeinu from the 7th of Nisan, then you get the 7th of Adar. Therefore, Haman knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar. But he didn't know that he was born on the 7th of Adar, because the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was born the 7th of Adar, we know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph 11a, and also in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph 38a, where Moshe Rabbeinu says in Dvarim chapter 31, verse number 2, Ben Meyov Esrim Shana Noichi Hayoim, that today I am 120 years, and the Gemara there says that Hayoim Malu Yama Yoshnoisai, that today I completed my days and my years, meaning it was Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. And then the Gemara brings a proof. How do I know that Hashem completes exactly the days and the months of the Tzaddikim, meaning that they die on their birthday, because it's written in Shmos chapter 23, verse number 26, as Mispar Yomecho Amale, that the number of your days I should fill. Therefore, we learn that Hashem fills the days of the Tzaddikim from day to day, from year to year. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm 120 years today, and that is the day that he died. Therefore, we know that he was born in the 7th of Adar. Therefore, what's written in the Pasuk, Haman knew, and he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in the 7th of Adar. But while we learn medrashically, Haman did not know. Therefore, Haman did not know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar. Mefarshim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this is the day that he is going to die, even though when Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Vayelech that he is 120 years today, and the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis 13b says that Beyom Ze Noladati, in this day I was born, and Beyom Ze Amos, and in this day I will die, even though Hashem didn't command them yet to go up to the mountain and die, because Hashem doesn't do that until Parshas Hazinu in Dvarim chapter 32, verse number 49. Nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this was a day that he's going to die, based on the verse that we mentioned, that it says, as Mispar Yomecho Amale, that Hashem fulfills the days of the Tzaddikim from day to day and from month to month. That means that Tzaddikim, righteous people, die at their birthday. And if they die at their birthday, then Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this is the year that he is going to die. Because since Hashem decreed that the Jewish people were going to be in the desert because of the sin of the spies for 40 years, and Hashem also decreed that Moshe Rabbeinu should not go into Eretz Israel, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the 40 years would be completed during this year. And since Moshe Rabbeinu has to die Zayin Adar, because Hashem completes the days of the Tzaddikim to the day, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu knew that this Zayin Adar, when he became 120 years, that is the day that he is going to die. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not want, Chas V'Sholom, that Hashem should wait to bring in the Jewish people till the next Zayin Adar, till the next 7th of Adar. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu wanted and assumed that he is going to die that Zayin Adar, as in fact he died. Because he knew that Hashem completes the days of the Tzaddikim day to day. And since that Zayin Adar was the last Zayin Adar before the decree was up, therefore he knew that is the day that he is going to die. Sefer Shemeroj brings another reason why Haman would not know when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Because everybody knew when Moshe Rabbeinu died. That was public knowledge for everybody. But since the verse in Shmos chapter 2, verse number 2 says, Vataru isha vatelet ben, that Moshe Rabbeinu's mother became pregnant and she had a child, Vatere oisu kitoivu, and she saw that he was good, Vatitz peneu shloisho yerachim, and she was able to hide him for 3 months. And then the verse says that she couldn't hide them anymore. So Rashi writes down, why couldn't she hide them anymore? Rashi says, because they counted from the day that Amram brought her back, meaning, according to the Gemara, as soon as Amram heard the decree of Paroi that any male child is going to be thrown to the river, Amram decided that he's not going to give children for Paroi to kill. Therefore, Amram separated from his wife Yocheved. And then, because Amram, which was the god of Adar, which was a great sage of that generation, separated from his wife, then all the Jewish people separated from their wives. The Gemara says that Miriam, his daughter, came to him and said that Amram's decree is greater than Paroi's decree, because Paroi only decreed on the male children, and in comparison, Amram, by separating from his wife, is decreeing on male and female children, because they won't have either male nor female. And then she said, Paroi only made decree in this world, meaning in this world they'll die, but these children that are going to be killed by the hands of the Egyptians will have the world to come, but your decree will be for this world and for the world to come. And then he says, Paroi Horosho, the evil Paroi, there is a doubt if the decree is going to be fulfilled or the decree won't be fulfilled. But you, since you are a tzaddik, you are a righteous person, then clearly your decree of separating from your wife will be fulfilled. Amram listened to his daughter, and Amram decided to take his wife back. Rashi says that the Egyptians counted 9 months from the day that Amram bought her back, and they came to check if a child was born after 9 months, but they did not know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born after 6 months and 1 day. Therefore, he was able to be hidden for 3 months. But after 3 months, she couldn't hide him anymore because the guards of the Egyptians came to check if she gave birth after 9 months. Sefer Shemeroy says that this is what Haman did not know. Haman did not know that Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden for 3 months. Clearly, Haman Arasha knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar, because since Moshe Rabbeinu was a very known person from all the miracles that he made, he was the leader of the Jewish people, then everybody knew the day that he died. But Haman did not know the fact that Yocheved had hidden Moshe Rabbeinu for 3 months, and he actually was born on the 7th of Adar. Sefer Shemen Roish asks, why was it necessary that Moshe Rabbeinu be born on the 7th of Adar, and then he be hidden for 3 months, and afterwards he is put on the basket and put on the river? Why couldn't he be born at 9 months, like the majority of the children, and then the mother will put him at the river, and the story will continue? What was the necessity of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be hidden for 3 months, and he had to be born on the 7th of Adar? The story could have just as well continued if Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 9th month, and instead of giving them over to the Egyptians, Yocheved would put Moshe Rabbeinu the day that he was born on the river. So why did he have to be in such a way that he's born on the 6th month and then he's put on the river only after 3 months? Sefer Shemeroish answers this based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph 30a, where there the Gemara analyzes what's written in Tehillim chapter 39, verse number 5, where there it says, Odeyeni Hashem Kitzi, let me know my end, imidas yamai mai, and the measurement of my days, what is it? Edo, so I would know, mechodol oni, when I will cease. The Gemara explains that there was a conversation between David HaMelech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. David HaMelech asked Hashem, Oideini Hashem Kitzi, Hashem, let me know when I'm going to die, meaning how many years I'm going to live. Hashem answered that there's a decree in front of me that we do not let a person know when he's going to die. Nonetheless, David HaMelech persisted and asked, Imidas Yomai Mai, let me know the measurement of my days, meaning how long will I live, and at least which day of the year I'm going to die. Hashem answered the same thing, that there is a decree in front of me that we do not let a person know when he's going to die. Then David HaMelech finally asked, Ve'edo ma'chodoni, let me know when I will cease, meaning what day of the week I will die. Hashem answered him, B'Shabbos Tomus, that you will die on Shabbos. David HaMelech asked Hashem, let me die on Sunday, because if he dies on Shabbos, since you can't be buried on Shabbos, therefore that day he won't be buried. It will be an embarrassment for David HaMelech. Therefore, David HaMelech requested that he should die on Sunday. Hashem told him that he can't die on Sunday, because it came time for Shlomo HaMelech, his son, to reign, to become king, and one kingdom cannot touch the other kingdom, afilo kemolanima, even a hair breaths, meaning that when it's time for the other king to become king, then he has to become king. Therefore, you cannot live longer because you can't take away from the kingdom of Shlomo HaMelech. Then David HaMelech asked, then let me die on Friday, meaning I'll give up from my kingdom to Shlomo, that he should be a king from Friday, but at least I'll be buried the same day. So Hashem told him that it's better for me one day that you learn Torah more than all the thousand sacrifices that Shlomo HaMelech will bring. The Gemara says that every Shabbos, David HaMelech didn't stop from learning. And it came time for the Shabbos that he was supposed to die. The angel of death could not take David HaMelech because he wouldn't stop learning. The Gemara says that David HaMelech had an orchard in the back of his house. The angel of death went up on a tree and he shook the tree. Now I'm going to quote the Gemara. Nafak lemechze. David HaMelech went out to see what is happening. Havisalek bedarga. He was going up on a step. Ifches darga metusei. The step lowered under him. He stopped learning and then the Malach HaMavis was able to take him. Meaning that when David HaMelech went to investigate, he was going up a step caved in, he stopped learning momentarily because he was about to fall, and then the angel of death was able to take him. Just as a side note, Sefer Shemeroish in another place explains this Gemara in an interesting way, and he says that we know that Hashem said that I like your learning more than 1,000 sacrifices that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring, because David HaMelech was on a very high level when he learned Torah. As the Gemara brings down in Brachas Dav Gimel Amud Beis 3b, that when midnight came, David HaMelech used to get up and used to learn Torah all night. And clearly, since he was David HaMelech, I'm sure that he had interruptions around, and yet he wouldn't stop learning. Then clearly Hashem wanted David HaMelech to stop learning in order for the Malach HaMavis. Then clearly Hashem wanted David HaMelech to go outside and see what is happening in order that the angel of death is able to take David HaMelech. And he explains that this is what it's written here, that since David HaMelech didn't stop learning, obviously, have a salak bedarga, he was going up in steps. We're not talking about steps of a staircase going from one floor to the other. We're talking steps going from one level of spirituality to the other level of spirituality. Meaning David HaMelech was constantly going up steps, going up in madrega, in the steps towards the ultimate goal of spirituality. But here, at this point, Hashem made that pachas darga mitusei, that a step was taken out from under him, meaning that instead of going up levels, Hashem made David HaMelech should fall a level. And since David HaMelech fell a level, he stopped momentarily learning, and therefore the angel of death was able to take him. But going back to the Gemara, Sefer Shemeroish asks, why in fact did David HaMelech want to know when he's going to die? Clearly, when Hashem told him that we have a gezeirah, that we do not tell when a person is going to die, the Marsho explains the reason we don't tell when a person is going to die is because Hashem wants you to repent, and Hashem wants you to repent before your death. And if you know exactly the time that you're going to die, then you are only going to repent before that time that you're supposed to die. But Hashem wants that you should always repent. Therefore, Hashem doesn't tell a person when he's going to die. If that is so, why did David HaMelech want to know when he's going to die? And furthermore, if Hashem wants to keep it vague and not tell David HaMelech exactly when he's going to die, why did he just say that you are going to die on Shabbos? He could have told him the day of the month that he's going to die, but not tell him which year he's going to die. And David HaMelech wouldn't know exactly still when he is going to die. Then why did Hashem disclose to David HaMelech only the day that he's going to die, and did not disclose to David HaMelech the day of the month that David HaMelech was supposed to die. Sefer Shemeroish explains that David HaMelech learned this idea from Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu said that today I was born and today I will die, and he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik, was a righteous person, and as we mentioned, in regards to tzaddikim, Hashem fills their day from day to day, from month to month. Therefore, David HaMelech, since he knew that he had transgressed with having relations with Bathsheba, and he knew that Hashem rebuked him, and because of that, he was always busy doing tshuva, always busy repenting. As we see that he even wrote a whole Tehillim, chapter 51, because he was crying to Hashem in order that Hashem forgive him for this terrible sin that he did. Therefore, David HaMelech wanted to know if his repentance was accepted by Hashem or not. And he figured that he's going to ask Hashem when he's going to die. And if Hashem tells him that he's going to die on the day that he was born, which was Shavuos, then David HaMelech would know that his tshuva is accepted, that he's considered a tzaddik. But since Hashem doesn't want a person to know exactly when he's going to die, because the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah number 4 says, Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yoy moyscha, that you should not believe in yourself until the day that you die, because you never know Hashem's test in front of you. Therefore, Hashem wants you always to work on yourself and go up in levels. As the Gemara in Nida, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis 16b brings in the name of Rabbi Hanina bar Papa, that the angel in charge of pregnancy, of conception, is named Laila, and he brings the drop and he comes in front of Hashem and asks Hashem, this drop, meaning this fetus, Matehei Oleo, what's going to be on him? Giboir Oicholosh, is he going to be a strong man or a weak man? Chacham Oitipesh, is going to be a wise man or a foolish man? Oshir Oioni, is he going to be a rich man or a poor man? But the Gemara says, Vil Roshe Oitzadik Loi Komar, but he doesn't ask Hashem if this child that's going to be born is going to be an evil child or a righteous child. And the reason is, the Gemara says, because of Rab Hanina, because Rab Hanina says, Hakol b'den shamayim, chutz mira shamayim, that everything is in the hand of heavens, besides fear of heaven, which is not in the hand of Hashem, because Hashem gives free choice for a person in order for him to work on himself, for him to become a tzaddik, a righteous person, or an evil person. And since Hashem wants a person to continue to excel and continue to become righteous, Hashem does not tell a person when he is going to die, that he is going to die in the same time that he was born, because then the person may stop repenting, may stop doing good deeds, and the person may not get to where he needs to go, and eventually the person may fall from his level. But if he doesn't know exactly when he is going to die, then the person has no choice. He has to continue going from one level to a higher level because he doesn't know for sure if he achieved what he needs to achieve. Therefore, Hashem didn't tell David HaMelech that he's going to die in Shavuot, because Hashem wants David HaMelech to continue working on himself. As the Gemara writes down, that David HaMelech was always going up the steps. He was always going from one level to a higher level until the day that he died. Then, if chasloi, then the level became diminished, and then he died. Therefore, Hashem only told David HaMelech that he is going to die on Shabbos, but did not tell David HaMelech the day of the month that he is going to die, because if Hashem would have told him the day of the month that he was going to die, David HaMelech would have understood that Hashem forgave him for the sin, and then he wouldn't work so hard on himself. But by not telling him, then David HaMelech had to work hard on himself, and eventually that helped that he eventually died on the same day that he was born. Now Sefer Shemeroish answers the question of why Moshe Rabbeinu could not be born like a regular normal child by 9 months, and the day that he is born, he's put in the river and saved by the daughter of Paro. Why couldn't that be? And he explains, since the Medrash Rabbah in Shmos Aleph, Simon Chav Dalet says, Omar Rabbacha Bar Chanina says, Oiso Ayoim, that day that Moshe Rabbeinu's mother put him in a basket in the river, Shisha B'Sivan Hoya, it was the 6th of Sivan. Then Omru Malachi Ashores Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels came in front of Hashem and complained, Mi She'osit LeKabel Torah Har Sinai B'Yom Zeh, Yilke B'Yom Zeh, the person that's eventually going to receive the Torah from Sinai in that day, in the 6th of Sivan, he should be punished by dying on the 6th of Sivan. Clearly it's not proper that Moshe Rabbeinu should be hurt or should be punished on the 6th of Sivan, since the 6th of Sivan is going to be the day that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to receive the Torah and give it to the Jewish people. Sefer Shomeroy says, based on this idea, we have a kal vachomer of why Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be born on the 6th of Sivan. The logical deduction is very simple, that if the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give the Torah in that day, that protected him from dying in that day, clearly after he received the Torah and he gave the Torah in that day, clearly that day should protect Moshe Rabbeinu that he shouldn't die in that day. And since Moshe Rabbeinu could not die in that day, that means he couldn't be born in that day. Because Tzaddikim Hashem measures their life from day to day and from month to month. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would be born like a normal child and then be put on the river on the 6th of Sivan, then he would have had to die on the 6th of Sivan. And yet he couldn't die the 6th of Sivan because the 6th of Sivan was the day that he gave the Torah. Meaning that if the merit of the eventually giving the Torah protected Moshe Rabbeinu that he shouldn't be harmed and he shouldn't die on the 6th of Sivan, even though he didn't have the merit yet, but Hashem counted the future merit that he's going to have, that he's going to give the Torah in that day, and that protected him for him not to die. Clearly, if he gave the Torah already, then for sure that day should protect Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu should not die in that day. And if he would have been born on the 6th of Sivan, then clearly he couldn't have died in the 6th of Sivan. And yet Hashem has a rule that righteous people, Hashem fills their life from day to day and from month to month, which means that they die on their birthday. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu could not die on his birthday. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be born before that, and he had to be hidden for a while, and on the 6th of Sivan, put on the river, and then he'll be protected on the 6th of Sivan, that he's not going to die, because eventually he's going to give the Torah. As a side note, the Alshach explains that this Medrash is the reason why Yocheved specifically picked the 6th of Sivan to put her child into the river, because she knew that the angels will complain in front of Hashem of how is it possible that the person that is going to give the Torah for the Jewish people on the 6th of Sivan should die on the 6th of Sivan. Therefore she knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be protected. And he also explains that she knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give the Torah because it is written in Shmos chapter 2 verse number 2, Vatere oiso ki toivu, and she saw that he was good. And Rashi explains what means that he was good. Nismala abais kuloi oiro, that the whole house became full of light. And we know light means the light of the Torah. As it is written, kineir mitzvah v'toire or, that a candle is a mitzvah and Torah is light. And tov, good, is also considered Torah, as it is written, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, I gave you a good acquisition, Toirosi alta zoivu, do not forsake my Torah. Therefore she knew that Moshe Rabbeinu eventually is going to have the merit of giving the Torah to the Jewish people. And therefore she chose exactly the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give the Torah to the Jewish people to put up in the river, because she knew that that day is going to protect him and he won't be harmed and he won't die. Sefer Shemeroish brings an interesting Yaros Dvash in Chelek Aleph, beginning of Drosh Yud Zayin, where there the Yaros Dvash is bothered by a very strong question in Parshas Beshalach regarding the war of Amalek. The war of Amalek is on Shmos chapter 17, starting at verse number 8, where Amalek came and fought with the Jewish people and defeated him. And then in verse number 9, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, "B'chol lanu anoshim, let us choose men, v'tzei hilachem b'amalek, go fight a war against Amalek, machor anoichi nitzov aroi shagiva, tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill, imata velikim b'yodi, and the staff of Hashem is going to be on my hand." And we know the story that Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand and the Jewish people won, and Moshe Rabbeinu lowered his hand and the Jewish people lost. The Yaros Dvash asks, if Amalek is fighting against us, we have a war against Amalek, why do we wait till tomorrow to fight Amalek? Why don't we go fight Amalek today? Meaning, Amalek came to war. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua that tomorrow I'm going to stand on top of the hill and I have the staff of Hashem. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu go right away up the hill with the staff of Hashem and tell Yeshua, go fight Amalek today, not tomorrow? You should go right away, take care of the problem of Amalek. The Yaros Dvash answers that it's known that the day a person has a birthday, meaning the day where he was born, at every birthday, his mazel becomes stronger. His mazel excels on his birthday. And the Yaros Dvash brings the Yalkut Reuveni, which the Yalkut Reuveni says that Amalek was a huge sorcerer, and Amalek wanted to stack the odds on his behalf. Therefore, Amalek chose for the war people that had their birthday on that day, because Amalek knew that like that the mazel is going to be strong and they'll be successful. Therefore, only people that had their birthday on that day came to fight against the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that. Then Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to stack the war in the favor of the Jewish people. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said that we're not going to fight today, we are going to fight tomorrow, because tomorrow it's not already their birthday. Tomorrow is a day past their birthday and they won't have the strength of their mazel. Therefore, the Jewish people will be able to be successful. But according to this Yaros Dvash and according to this Yalkut Reuveni, comes out that the day where you are born is the day where your mazel is the strongest. Then the question is, if that is true, how is it possible that Hashem counts the day of the tzaddikim, that they die specifically on their birthday? If their mazel is stronger, then they shouldn't die on their birthday. The fact that they die on their birthday theoretically shows that their mazel is not strong. Therefore, Sefer Shemeroish says, we must say that by tzaddikim, the fact that they die is actually for the good, since their mazel becomes stronger in their birthday, and Hashem makes it that they should die in their birthday, it must be that their death is for the good and it does something for them which is greater than they were alive. Therefore, Hashem wants to advertise how good they are. Hashem makes it that they should die on their birthday, where their mazel is the strongest. Because of the very fact that the day of your birthday, your mazel goes up and your mazel is stronger, the fact that you die on your birthday, that shows for everybody that you were a righteous person. You were going higher in level instead of going lower in level. And the proof is that they actually died in their birthday. Sefer Shemeroish brings further proof to what he says from what is written in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Ches Omed Aleph, that tzaddikim b'misosom nikru chaim. Tzaddikim, even after they die, they are called alive. And the Gemara there brings a proof from a pasuk, and the reason is because only after they die they get the true life, meaning they get to have the pleasure that they were seeking, because then they sit with the crowns on their heads and they enjoy Hashem's presence. And also it brings another proof from what is written in Pirkei Avos, Ethics of Our Father, chapter 4, Mishnah 22, where there it says that Yofesh Shal Achas Shal Koiras Ruach, that's better 1 hour of spiritual bliss Ba'olam Haba, in the world to come, Mikol Chaya Olam Hazeh, from the whole life in this world. That means that when you come to the world to come, then you really get the true life. You get to enjoy happiness. And that is also the meaning for the verse in Keheles, chapter 7, verse number 1, where he says, Toiv Sheim Mishemen Toiv, a good name is better than precious oil, Ve'yoyma Moves Miyoymi Valdoi, and the day of death than the day of one's birth, meaning that the day of death is better than the day of one's birth when you are tzaddik, because the day of the death, then you get to a higher level, and then you get to enjoy all your fruits and everything that you did. That means that when you die and you are a tzaddik, then that is a good thing. That means your mazel got stronger and you came to a higher level. And Sefer Shemeroy says that this is exactly what Haman did not understand. Meaning, Haman knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar, and Haman also knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar. But Haman thought that since Moshe Rabbeinu was born on the 7th of Adar, that means the 7th of Adar should be a day where his mazel gets stronger. Yet, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar. Therefore, Haman thought that Moshe Rabbeinu's mazel was so bad, he did something so wrong, that he had to die on the 7th of Adar, even though normally that is the day where a mazel of a person gets stronger, because it was Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday. Therefore, Haman became very happy when he saw that the lottery fell on the month of Adar. But what Haman did not know is that since Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik, the fact that he died on the 7th of Adar was because he was born again in the 7th of Adar. Because his life started in the world to come at the 7th of Adar, and that was actually not because his mazel was bad, it was quite opposite. Because his mazel was strong, because he was excelling, and because he was a tzaddik, therefore he lived on the 7th of Adar. And therefore, the Gemara says that Haman did not understand that Moshe Rabbeinu had died in the 7th of Adar, and he was born again, meaning born to the world to come, in the 7th of Adar, and that means that the mazel was good, that his mazel was stronger because he was a tzaddik. And Hashem completed all the days of his life to his birthday. That means that he was a righteous person, and as a righteous person, then in the world to come, he's considered alive. Then he's born to the world to come, and that is Haman's mistake. Based on this idea, I wanted to connect what we just said to this week's Parsha, and I wanted to connect the verse in Keheles, chapter 7, verse number 1, also to this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha starts, Ve'ato tetzaves bnei Yisrael, and you should command the Jewish people, Ve'ikho elecho, and they should take to you, Shemen zay zach, pure olive oil. And as we mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in this week's Parsha. You may think that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in this week's Parsha because he did something wrong. Therefore, the verse says, Toiv Sheim, that you know that Moshe Rabbeinu has a good name, Mishemen Toiv, from the fact that Hashem says that you have to bring to Moshe the olive oil for him to check to see if it's good. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu is in charge of the olive oil, and the olive oil has to do with the light of the Torah. Therefore, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu must have a good name, since he is the one that is in charge of the olive oil. Are you going to ask me still? I could maybe think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't act properly, and therefore his name is not mentioned. Therefore, the verse continues and says, Ve'yoy ma'moves, the day of his death, Miyoyim Hivaldoi, from the day that he was born. From the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died in the same day that he was born, from there you could see clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was a righteous person. Because as we mentioned, righteous people, Hashem completes their day to the date that they die on their birthday. Therefore, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died on his birthday, therefore I know that Shem Tov, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a good name. So the oil and the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died on his birthday, that proves that Moshe Rabbeinu had a good name. And therefore we have to give different explanations why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is in fact not mentioned in this week's Parsha. I would be amiss if I didn't answer the question that probably all of you are asking, that if that is true, that righteous people, Hashem completes their days, that they die on their birthday, how is it possible that we see many righteous people that did not die on their birthday? And to answer that, we have to go back to the source of the idea that tzaddikim die at their birthday, which is in Mishpatim, in Shmos chapter 23, and we'll start with verse 25, and then say verse number 26. In verse 25, the pasuk says, "Va'avadotem es Hashem Elokeichem," that you should serve Hashem, your God, but "Va'avadotem" is written in the plural, and then it's written, "Ve'erach eslachmecho," and Hashem will bless your bread, "Ve'esmeimecho," and your waters, "Va'aseroisimachlo mikirbecho," and I will remove all sicknesses from your midst. And then the verse says, "Lisiya maskeila v'akora barzecho," no woman will lose her young, and no infertile woman is going to be in your land. And then, "as mispar yomecho amale," the number of your days I will complete. Meaning that if you do all these things, then Hashem will complete your day. But there is a problem here, because the verse starts in the plural, and then it ends in the singular. Because the verse doesn't say, "Vavadato as Hashem Elokecho," that you will serve Hashem in the singular. It says, "Vavadatem as Hashem Elokechem," that you will serve Hashem in the plural. Which means to say that Hashem is putting a condition that as mispar yomecho amala, that Hashem will complete your days, that if you are righteous, Hashem will complete your days from years to years, that you'll die on your birthday, to the idea that the plural will serve Hashem. That means if the Jewish people serving Hashem, then the tzaddik is able to die on his birthday. But if the Jewish people aren't serving Hashem properly, then the tzaddik cannot die on his birthday, because Hashem needs that the tzaddik dies to atone for the sins of the generation. As the Gemara writes down in Moed Katan, Daf Kofches Omedalev 28a, Omar Ravame says, "Lomo nismecho misas Miriam leparshas Parah Aduma," why is the death of Miriam written next to the portion of the red heifer? "Loy malach," to tell you, "ma Parah Aduma mechaperes," in the same way that the red heifer atones, "af misason shel tzadikim mechaperes," so too the death of righteous people atones. And then the Gemara continues and says, "Omar Rabbi Lozer says, "Lo munis mecham misas aharon lebig de kehuna," why is the death of aharon written next to the vestments of the kehuna? To tell you, "ma big de kehuna mechaprim," in the same way that the vestments of the kohen provide atonement, "af misason shel tzadikim mechaperetz," so too the death of righteous people atones. So we see when righteous people die, that atone for the generation. That means that when the generation is not worthy and they don't serve Hashem, then Hashem has to take a righteous person and make him die in order to atone for him. Therefore, that person cannot die on his birthday. He has to die before his birthday. When the generation is worthy, then the righteous person dies in his birthday. But when the generation is not worthy, then the righteous person, unfortunately, cannot die on his birthday, because Hashem needs his death to serve as atonement in order for the people not to be punished. And Hashem is Baruch should help that we should serve Hashem in the proper way. Then Hashem is going to bless our bread and our water, and Hashem will take away all the sicknesses from within us, and then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, Bimheiro Beyomeinu, Amen.